Hello.
Hey, Jay, how are you? Josh here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Good, good. Yeah. I'm not too sure if you remember. I sent you over a couple of those links in regards to that charge you were talking about from California Edison. Did you ever get a chance to look at those?
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with it now. And, gotcha. You know, they're going to put a $24.15 adder to everybody, including solar customers. And
yes.
Then so, they're going to, for those of us who aren't solar customers, they're going to reduce our kilowatt hours by between 5 and 7 cents.
Yeah. So that's on top of the 24 they're charging everyone, right? So everyone's getting charged that 24, 15. So that doesn't mean that bill goes down that much, because roughly the average for California Edison is around 30 cents. So even if it does drop, let's just say the maximum, which is 7 cents, moving to solar is still the better option in regards to saving you money compared to sticking with California Edison. So
you're going to have to put the numbers together and show me that, because my numbers don't. My numbers say that I pretty much break even on the $24 and the reduction in kilowatt hour cost.
Okay. Do you know how much
if I add that $24 to your bill, whatever your bill is, then it makes a break even. If without that change in the way they bill, I was going to go solar, and I was thinking I'd lose a few bucks a year at the beginning, but the convenience would be worth it. And then after about 6 months, I might make a few bucks a year, not any big number, right?
So it really all depends exactly on how much you are averaging with California Edison on a monthly. So do you know how much you average with them?
380 kilowatt hours.
In regards to dollar signs, like how much would you say you pay monthly for it?
Right now?
Yeah.
If I average it out for the year, it's about $107 because of the climate credits and stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, you're a little bit below that, right? 107. So yeah, you're not going to see a vast amount of savings. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you saying you're going to see up to that 40, 50% where the big homeowners save on, right? The ones that spend like 300 plus. Since you're averaging around 107, usually what we get customers under in regards to solar could be that $80 to $100 range, but that depends on the size of the system and exactly what you need. So the fact that you're spending around 107 potentially could land you on that lower end system in regards to like how many panels you need and things like that. But of course, it really all depends at that point. And like if you decide to move forward with like a battery pack and little things here and there.
Oh, I definitely need battery. You can't.
Yeah.
with the new NEMS, with the NEMS 3, without a battery, it's a joke.
It is. It is. That's why I always recommend California Edison homeowners to get it. A lot of people think like, oh, you're just trying to give me a battery pack. I'm like, no, like you really should move forward with it, because you're not getting your money's worth. Yeah.
Yeah. I've run the numbers on this, and I've got a whole spreadsheet I put together. If I take my, I'm starting at 107 now, and I escalate it up, and I'm escalating, you know, I'm giving Edison significant increases over the years. I think I did an average for the next 10 years, and I was giving them like, 8 to 10% a year total.
Yeah,
you
correct.
Know,
that's roughly
increase.
What they
land. And then I gave 3.5% on a PPA with one of the solar outfits, which
correct.
Is what most of you guys want per
yeah.
year.
Mm-hmm.
And they started at 107, and you started at most of your competitors are wanting to go with 8 panels. And
yeah,
they're
correct.
looking at roughly $130 a month,
mm-hmm.
so including the battery.
Yes,
and
correct.
Also including upgrading my panel, and if I take that and then I start escalating that up, it's pretty much break even until
correct.
I throw in that $24, because when the $24 goes in, you know, on Edison side, it doesn't do much to my Edison, right? Because it's going to wipe the decrease in kilowatt hour use cost is going to pretty much cover the $24. So they continue on, but you, the solar guy, gets hit with an extra $24. Then that really puts me in the negative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if you can tell me or show me in with numbers that I'm wrong, I would like to have solar, but I have to believe that it's going to accomplish something other than just making me feel good because I have solar.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it sounds like you definitely did all your homework. So in regards to the system itself, you're right. If you're looking at around that minimum system of 8 panels plus a battery pack plus the main panel unit upgrade, that could land you now that you say that you need a new main panel unit, anywhere between that like 100 to 150 on the high end, which of course, if California Edison is dumping the $24 increase on everyone, including solar owners, right, that's when you're going to see it jump up a little bit. Now, what I could tell you that could potentially save you money in the long run is with California Edison, they went up 22% last year. They went up 20% this year. Yeah. And with the fires that just happened, I'm not too sure if you're aware, but they are getting a lawsuit now saying that, you know, they're in charge, reliable for it. So if that's the case and that ends up coming to fruition, that, you know, they're going to get charged for it, they are going to charge California Edison homeowners for it. And more than likely, what's going to happen is they're going to bump up their rate increases. But that's a what-if, right?
I understand all that. You know, you also know that they're planning on going back and reversing the NEMS 2 agreements, right? They're going to start hitting the people that were under NEMS 2. They're going to start decreasing the payback for them.
Yeah, I mean, people who are locked in under NEMS 2, I'm not too sure if they're allowed to do that since they're under a contract. But with NEMS 3, I know that they give them a terrible rate in regards to energy.
NEMS 3 is like 30 cents on the dollar, I think, something like that. Is what the way I understand it, under NEMS 3. Did I lose you?
No, you're good. Sorry about that. My headset cut out for a second. But, I mean, definitely it's something that, you know, you already did your research on. So the thing is with California Edison, right, it's a big what if in regards to those rate increases simply because of everything that's happening right now. So I don't like to give you numbers based on what ifs, right? I like to give you based off facts. And from what you're already doing, it sounds like you already have it under, a dollar for dollar basis. Now, it just all really depends on sitting with someone and seeing if that number actually comes, you know, to fruition. Have you ever sat with someone before in regards to the solar projects?
Oh, a number of times over the years.
PPA,
only recently PPA. I've sat with someone from Sunrun and someone from Sunder, and they're both coming in with pretty much the same numbers.
Gotcha.
And I, you know, the big sticking point for me right now is that $24, because the fact that it's going to, the reduction in kilowatt hour cost is on the Edison side, which will pretty much wipe out the 24. And the solar guy has to get it just pure, you know, the full amount added to their monthly. And they start out higher anyway, right?
Because do you know how much you are averaging price per kilowatt right now? Like, is there a baseline where you're at for California Edison?
On Edison right now, I believe I'm at about 35.
35. Okay. Just because
if you take this, 380. Yeah, if you take, say, $130 roughly for the 380, right? Except, just about 34 cents a kilowatt hour. Did I lose you?
Yeah, hello?
Hello? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm right here.
It went silent, yeah, so.
No, you're good, 30, no worries.
34 cents is what it comes out to, and I'm a pretty consistent user. I mean, the 380 a month is, is a pretty good number. That's
pretty good.
It doesn't
number to
very much up or down, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, if you're averaging, right, that 34 cents, let's just say the maximum they deduct off it would be that 7, still at 27 cents. I know with solar, you can get locked in anywhere from 17 to 22 cents. So like I mentioned, it's just a matter of fact of seeing which route works best for you. Sunrun, you know, they are fairly
well, if you can lock me in at 17 to 22, then we have something to talk about. But your competition is not willing to go anywhere close to that. The lowest the competition has given me is like 25.
25. No, yeah, I know for a fact that our company, we can definitely lock homeowners in anywhere from that 17 to 22 cents range. So I know that's something we can definitely do. It's just a matter of now, right, sitting with you and seeing if those numbers make sense. Because, for California Edison, we lock homeowners in between that 17 to 22 cents range.
And what's the difference between 17 and 22?
The size of the system, the type of panels you get, little extras, things like that. So that depends on like exactly what you want, but
I want.
Yeah. So you want that minimum 8 panel plus the battery pack and the main panel unit upgrade.
Yeah. And the main panel upgrade they added that into their numbers. So they came up with like 3,700 or something to have it upgraded. And then they just divided it over 25 years and they came up with an extra $10 a month on the number roughly. But But yeah, I mean, what company do you work with? What is your what happens if your company goes out of business? I guess I should ask you that.
Good question. So what we are, we're a solar brokerage. So we connect you with the best solar company in your area, depending on, of course, reviews and installations and stuff like that. So we work with a handful of them. We do work along with Sunrun, but that's not our main person that we do use. We've been in business with this other person for 30 plus years. So it's Palmetto Lightreach we work with. We also work with Energy Service Partners and a handful of others. But yeah,
Palmetto is the company that Sunrun farms all their PPAs out to.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I know I just connected with the best one in the area. The one that looks like it's in your area would be the Palmetto Lightreach. Yeah, and I know for in regards to the price per kilowatts, I know for a fact it's anywhere from that 17 to 22 cents. So
see, yeah, that, if you could do 17, see, that one might cover the $24. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's why, that's why I wanted to reach back out to you, because I know we can get people within that range. So it's just a matter, right, of speaking to the energy consultant and seeing exactly where you land now in regards to the price per kilowatts. So if you like, Jay, I can definitely...
How did you make that decision, though?
Again, like I mentioned, it's based on the system, the type of brand that you want, the type of wattage panel that you need and stuff like that. So I'm pretty sure you're well aware.
That's clear. 200-watt panel.
200-watt panel. Okay, yeah, I mean...
And I definitely want a Tesla battery. I don't want those Enphase things.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's the only thing we don't do, our Tesla batteries. The reason being, we don't do Tesla batteries. They haven't been in the game for that long, so they're not proven yet. So if, you know, you do want that Tesla battery, unfortunately, we don't work with Tesla.
Well, here's my problem. I want to back up the whole house and all the circuits except the air conditioning and understand that under Tesla, they can do the Tesla battery. They can do that. With the Enphase batteries, they can't.
Well, I know what the different types of batteries that we provide, there's different tier packages to it. So depending on the tier that you choose, I believe it's above a tier two and higher, that's able to run your home, right, in case of a blackout or anything like that. Tier one, I believe, doesn't do it, but I'm not too sure. That's something that the energy consultant knows a little more about, but I know there's different tiers to the battery system.
I'm willing to talk to him, I guess. I mean, I've gone, like I said, I just recently did pretty deep dives into both Sunrun and Sunder Energy. Those were the two companies that I've talked to within the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And the only thing that's hanging it up is that right now, if the $24 wasn't there, it would be break even for me. But I'd be willing to do it for break even because at least that way I don't have to. Right now I have a backup generator I use to power like 5 or 6 circuits in my house.
Gotcha.
So I wouldn't have to be like I did this weekend, run outside at 4 a.m. in the morning and plug in my generator.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it would be a seamless switchover. So
exactly.
From that standpoint, it would be worth the effort. But I'm not – my wife and I talked about it last night. You know, it's not – we're willing to spend a little – maybe lose a little money during the year to have that, but
gotcha.
Not when you throw that $24 in, because then all of a sudden we're losing like, you know, $200 and $300 a month, and it isn't worth it.
No, yeah, I completely agree. So, I mean, definitely I'm on the same page as you, right? You want to see which one best works for you. So I can definitely go ahead and send someone out your way just to go ahead, break everything down for you and explain it. Would tomorrow work for you, like around this time, around 12 or 12:30?
I guess. I mean, he has to come out. He can't just talk to me on the phone.
Yeah, he would need to come out simply because they break everything down right there in front of you, and they want to show you right there in person, right? Because a little bit, they could potentially do it over the phone, but the thing is, things get lost in translation, numbers do, and everything like that. So in-home would be best, roughly, right? You know how long they take, around that 45-minute duration, sometimes a little longer, but roughly that's how long the consultations usually last. So
yeah, I can do it tomorrow, but let's do it at let's see, I gotta go over there. So can we do it like at 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock? Let me just double check here the schedule for you. Didn't wanna, you know, cram you in. So let me see. Yeah, I could do tomorrow at 1. 1 works. So what's going to happen, I'm just going to send you a text message confirmation then right after this call. So expect it within 5 to 10 minutes. Once you receive it, same thing. You can just give me a thumbs up or acknowledge it just to let us know you got it. So it's going to be set, of course, for tomorrow at 1 p.m. Okay.
How do I give you a thumbs up? Just reply back?
Yeah, just reply back. You know, you
okay.
can just say like, oh,
okay.
receive, stuff like that. Yeah,
okay.
I usually just tell people give me a thumbs up so they don't have to type anything. But yeah, that's
okay.
usually,
that's
yeah.
yeah.
Okay,
thanks.
All right, Jay, perfect. Okay. I mean, I can definitely do this for you. I do just want to make sure we got the right address here. So what would be the correct address for you?
2990 Reservoir Drive.
Reservoir Drive. Okay, gotcha. Perfect then. And then, of course, no trees or anything blocking the roof, and the roof's in good standing condition.
No, and the roof's in good condition, and I'm going to keep it simple for them. I want to put them all in the front of my garage, which is west facing. I don't have any south facings.
Gotcha.
And so it'd be an easy install because everything's right there.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Then yeah, I could definitely go ahead and do that for you. And I'm pretty sure your credit score is above 650 since you're already looking in with other companies, correct?
Okay. More like 850.
Gotcha. Perfect then. All right, Jay. So I'll send you a text message shortly then. It's going to be set for tomorrow at 1. I do just want to make sure that 1 p.m. time frame is good for you simply because it is a right first come, first serve. So I just want to make sure 1 is good.
Yeah, no, 1 works.
Okay.
I have to leave here about 2:15, so he needs to be on time.
Gotcha. No, yeah, I'll make sure they're on time. Don't worry about that, Jay.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, sounds good. You have yourself a great day. I'll send you that text message shortly. We look forward to meeting you tomorrow at 1.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.